look at Mifatih al-Jinan by Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi, monumental compilation of du'as, there's a whole bunch of, a whole series of actions, ibadat that is mentioned. And Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi, Allah makam, you know, talks about it, gives so many du'as that if you were to start at the time of Isha, you could probably go right up until Salatul Fajr. But he puts a little footnote, he puts a little note at the end of that, and he says, if anybody cannot do any of those actions, if somebody cannot do any of the amal of Laylatul Qadr, if they learn one masail, if they learn something that they did not know before that, they will get the same thawab as if they performed the ibadat for the entire night. Sallallahu alayhi. They will get the same thawab. And that is why one time when the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having a discussion with his ashab, with the companions, and he said, if you knew, and I wish this was the case, if you knew that 24 hours from now you are going to leave this dunya, you're going to die 24 hours from now, in this one day, what would you do? So some said, oh, I would do salat the entire time. Some said that I would, you know, fast tomorrow. Some said that I would, you know, go to my parents and I would do this. Some say I would do this and that. Some say I would, you know, repay my debts. And the Prophet mentioned all of these things are good. All of these things are important. All of these things are commendable. But if you want to get the maximum thawab, if you want to get the maximum divine reward in the actions that you can do, if you know that your death was coming in one day, he said the best thing you can do is to learn something you did not know the day before. To learn something that you didn't know would be the best action. And that's why in the du'as, in the qunut, in the Quran Majid, we are told to pray, Rabbi zidni ilman, oh Allah, increase my knowledge. And at every turning, we are encouraged to seek out knowledge. And this knowledge, the Rabbi zidni ilman, does not just necessarily mean, you know, spiritual, religious knowledge. And when I talk about religious knowledge, I want to clarify, everything is religious knowledge. Whether you're studying about astronomical sciences, whether you're studying, you know, biology or botany, whether you're studying engineering or accounting, these are all religious sciences as far as Islam is concerned, because everything is Islam. For a believer, his or her whole existence is Islam. So all of this is religion, but sometimes in our minds, we feel that religion just means learning about the Quran, learning about history, learning about the life of the Prophet or the Aima, alayhim wassalam. But in actuality, anything that we learn that gets us one step closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that expands our knowledge base, that makes us think, to do tadabbur, to do tafakkur, to reflect and ponder. All of those things are ibadat, and all of those are worthy of a great divine reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of those are worthy of a great divine reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wherever you are,